بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. I commence by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Him, the Almighty, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, first and foremost, I remind myself and then all of you all present here to adopt a life of taqwa. And that is to be conscious of your Maker during every single second of your lives. If you wish to attain success in this world as well as the hereafter, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa. And may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. Our Maker, the Almighty, He states in the Noble Quran,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He states that indeed Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ and His angels, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, they send blessings and salutations upon the Messenger, Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to command, goes on to address the people of Iman. And just as how our Salafuna Salih, our pious people of the past, they report to have said that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, it is upon us to listen with an attentive ear. Now that does not mean that we disregard the other ayat. No, in general you're supposed to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attentively. But this form of addressing, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought in Iman, because obviously we consider ourselves min ahlil iman, from the people of Iman. We believe in Allah, we believe in the six articles of faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right and steadfast path. Ameen. So we consider ourselves from the people of Iman. Therefore, we need to listen attentively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who have brought in Iman. O you the people of Iman. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. In other words, send blessings and salutations upon him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is a direct command coming to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off with, inna allaha, Allah sends blessings and salutations, and then the angels, and then thirdly, the people of Iman. So inshallah ta'ala, the topic for today's sermon is going to be about sending blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Please remember salawat whenever I mention his beautiful name. Firstly, we're going to talk about a few virtues in regards to sending blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we're going to talk about how we're supposed to send blessings and salutations. And finally, we'll cap off with a few al-mawadi' or mawatin, places where we are supposed to, or occasions where we are specifically, where we have been specifically instructed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to send blessings and salutations upon him. So starting off with the virtues first. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said in an authentic hadith along the lines of these words, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاتٍ, that the ones who will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, the ones who will be closest to the gathering of the Prophet, closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the ones who send excessive blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to be close to him. We want to be with him on the day of Qiyamah. We want to be with him in Jannah. We want to be part of his gathering. We want to drink from his blessed hands at the hawd, at the fountain. So therefore send excessive blessings and salutations upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think about it. when someone you love, someone you like, maybe someone famous comes down, you want to perhaps go meet that person. You want to maybe greet that person. You want to have a few words with that individual. And at times you see a lot of people thronging around that individual. You're finding it difficult to make it close to that individual. But yet your heart is yearning to meet so and so. So think about your situation on the day of Qiyamah. When the entirety of mankind, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they'll all be thronging to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know about the scenes in regards to the day of Qiyamah. We will go prophet after prophet, subhanallah. We will go prophet after prophet, begging and pleading for them to intercede on behalf of us. But each prophet will say, go to the next prophet, go to the next prophet. We will start off with our father Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then we will go on to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet after prophet, they will send us, go to the next prophet, go to the next prophet. Until finally mankind will throng around Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. May my mother, my father and myself be ransomed for him. We will throng around him. We will plead, we will beg, O Messenger of Allah, intercede on behalf of us and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will get up, he will say, yes, I am the one for that. And he will intercede on behalf of us, subhanallah. So think about it, mankind thronging around the Messenger, your heart is yearning to meet the Messenger, to be with the Messenger, to sit down with the Messenger. And look at what he has instructed you to do for you to get that VIP status. Send excessive blessings and salutations upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the one who sends blessings and along the lines of these words of kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam, the one who sends blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, Allah azza wa jal mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends blessings upon this individual 10 times, subhanallah. 10 times. You're sending blessings and salutations once upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where you say, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, or you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. You're saying it once, and then the Maker, the Lord, the King of all kings, the Exalted, is sending blessings and salutations upon you, my dear brother, upon you, my dear sister, 10 times, subhanallah. Allah is exalting you. Allah is remembering you amidst the angels, amidst the malaika, amidst Jibreel, amidst Mikael, amidst all these powerful beings. Allah is remembering you, subhanallah, 10 times. Allahu Akbar. Look at the virtues, subhanallah. In another hadith that has been recorded in the book of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the one who sends blessings upon me, the one who sends blessings upon me once, Allah azza wa jal writes 10 good deeds for that individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes 10 good deeds. Allah azza wa jal erases 10 evil deeds, 10 sins of that individual, and he is raised 10 ranks, subhanallah. He is raised 10 ranks. You send blessings and salutations once, 10 good deeds, 10 sins erased, subhanallah, and 10 darajat, 10 ranks, you're raised 10 ranks. Allahu Akbar. Sending blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a hadith where Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he narrates the hadith. He's reported to have said, and this hadith has been recorded in the book of Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. So Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he goes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, in terms of my dua, in terms of my dua, and the narration goes along the lines of these words, I make excessive dua, so from my dua, how much of it should I allocate towards sending blessings and salutations upon you, Ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he responded, whatever you wish, a wish, however much you wish, mash it, however much you wish. Then Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he asks the Messenger, Ya Rasulullah, al-rub', shall I make 1/4 of my supplications? In the sense, if I'm making dua, shall I divide it into 4 parts, and 1/4 of it, a quarter of it, shall I dedicate it? Shall I allocated to sending blessings and salutations upon you? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he responds to that, ma shi'at, however much you wish, fa in zidta fa huwa khayrun lak. But if you were to increase it, it will be better for you. If you were to increase it, it will be better for you. Then Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu goes on to say, ya Rasulullah, annis, shall I make it half then? In terms of my dua, can I divide it into two portions? And half of it, shall I dedicate it? Shall I allocate it to sending blessings and salutations upon you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds, ma shi'at, however much you wish, fa in zidta fa huwa khayrun lak. But if you increase it, it will be good for you. Then Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how about al-thuluthayn? How about two-thirds? How about, ya Rasulullah, I divide my dua into three parts and two-thirds of it, shall I allocate it to sending blessings and salutations upon you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again responds, ma shi'at, however much you wish, fa in zidta fa huwa khayrun lak. But if you were to increase it, it will be good for you. Until finally, Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu says, ya Rasulullah, I make my entire dua sending blessings and salutations upon you. Allahu Akbar. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to tell him, إِذَنْ تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ وَيُغْفَرُ لَكَ ذَنْبَكْ. Allahu Akbar. If that is the case, then your concerns will be taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all your sins will be forgiven, subhanAllah. Now scholars, they go on to explain, Imam ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah, and others, they go on to comment in regards to this hadith. The understanding of it is that it does not mean that you don't make dua for yourself. No, you're supposed to make dua for yourself, but the understanding of this hadith is that the more you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jal will look after your worldly concerns. Your worldly concerns, your worldly worries, the worldly trials and challenges that you're going through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. And your sins will be forgiven. So what does that equate? If your sins are forgiven, you're not going to face trials and challenges in the hereafter. You're going to fly into Jannah, into paradise. So therefore, this is an encouragement to send excessive, as much as possible, send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your worries will be looked after. Your concerns will be taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, coming to how we're supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahaba, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this, and he educated them that you, if you wish, you can send blessings and salutations by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can send blessings and salutations by saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. But the best way to send blessings and salutations, as has been educated to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Salat al-Ibrahimiyya, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are a few ahadith, so you have a couple of variations, one or two variations. I'll mention two of them. One is you could say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wabarik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameena, innaka hamidun majid. This is one variation, and this is the one that we read in the final tashahud in every prayer. There's another variation taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this hadith has been recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahimahumullah. And this variation goes as this: Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyyatihi kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala azwajihi wa dhurriyyatihi kama barakta ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So this is the most complete way of sending blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. So you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet in a way where you're making dua unto Allah. Oh Allah, send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his family, upon his companions, just as how you sent blessings and salutations upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Bless the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as how you blessed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a very powerful way to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let me quickly run through a few occasions, a few important occasions where you're supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, obviously, is in the final tashahhud. In the final tashahhud, when you are in salah, you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something well known. We all do it. Walillahil hamd. Number two, ba'da ijabat al muadhin. After the muadhin, in the sense after responding to the muadhin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "إذا سمعتم المؤذن فقولوا مثل ما يقول." When you hear the muadhin, when you hear the person calling out the adhan, repeat after him just as how he says, and then after that, ثم صلوا علي, and then afterwards, send blessings and salutations upon me. Send blessings and salutations upon me. And in that hadith, the hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, the Prophet goes on to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who sends blessings and salutations upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal exalts that individual, Allah remembers that individual, Allah sends blessings and salutations upon that individual 10 times. So after responding to the muadhin, you're supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before reading the dua. Number three, whenever you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever the messenger is mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Al-bakhilu man dhukirtu 'indahu falam yusalli 'alayhi." The one who hears my name and does not send blessings and salutations upon me is al-bakhil. Is someone who is stingy. Allahu Akbar. A person who is stingy. He's the one who, when he hears my name, he refuses or he remains the way he is without sending blessings and salutations upon me. So whenever you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the scholars go on to explain, even when you're reading the Quran, if you come across the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either if you come across the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or if you come across Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning the Prophet, such as Ya ayyuhar Rasul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. If you come to a mention of the Prophet, try and send blessings and salutations then and there, immediately upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to. And even when you are in salah, if it is an optional salah, you may send, you can pause your recitation and send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you're reading the Quran outside of salah, you obviously pause your recitation, send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inside salah, if it is a nafil salah, if it is an optional salah, again you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it is a fard salah, you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet in your heart. Or if you are behind an imam, if you're listening to the recitation of the imam, and if the imam mentions the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either directly or indirectly, Ya ayyuhan nabi, for example in the Quran, lima tuharrimu, if he were to read Surah Tahrim, and if he were to read Ya ayyuhan nabi, you lima tuharrimu, and he goes on to read the ayat, he has mentioned the Prophet. At that point, you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, because you are in salah, in a fard salah. If it is a nafil salah, you can send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam normally. If you are reading the Quran outside of salah, you pause the recitation and send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are in a gathering, like a gathering of this nature, when we mention the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we all should say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when making dua, you're supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have a hadith where once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard a man making dua and he did not send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Ajila hadha." This one has, hastened. He has rushed because he made the dua without sending blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he went on to educate that man, or he went on to educate the others who were around him, that if one of you, إِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَبْدَأْ بِتَحْمِيدِ اللَّهِ وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ ثم يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ثم يدعو بعد بما شاء. So the one who wants to make dua, let him start off by praising Allah. You start your dua off by, you just don't raise your hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead, the etiquette of making dua, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Hamdan thana, you praise Allah Azza wa Jalla, you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, you can make whatever dua you want to make. But make sure you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because there's another hadith that has been recorded by Imam al-Tabarani rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that every dua is mahjub. Mahjub in the sense it's veiled. It's veiled. It's veiled from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So your dua is almost as if it's a barrier. To open the barrier, you need to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the etiquette, praise Allah, send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then make your dua, and inshallah ta'ala, your duas will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next situation where you would read, where you would send blessings and salutations is in a gathering, especially when dispersing after meeting, after a gathering breaks apart, and when you disperse, you're supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith has been recorded by Imam al-Hakim rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said along the lines of these words, whichever gathering or the people who sit in a gathering, and if they sit for a long time and then once they disperse after the gathering, if they have not remembered Allah, if they have not sent blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that gathering of theirs, that meeting of theirs, will be a cause of regret for them on doomsday, on the day of qiyamah. It will be a cause of regret for them on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, if you are in a gathering and you are about to disperse, it's from the etiquette of gatherings where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have taught us, you're supposed to read the dua, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, and then send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, or Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. The earlier dua that I read, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have told us that by reading that dua, your mistakes, or perhaps whatever you have done unintentionally, the time that you spent without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all of that you are forgiven by reading that dua. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And then right after that you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet by saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Also, when entering the masjid and leaving the masjid, you're supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith has been recorded in the book of Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah and others. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Idha dakhala ahadukum al-masjid falyusallim 'ala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa liyaqul Allahumma iftah li abwab rahmatik." So when entering the masjid, you're supposed to send blessings upon the Prophet. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammad wa 'ala ali Muhammad, and then you make the dua, "Allahumma iftah li abwab rahmatik." Oh Allah, open your doors of mercy. Oh Allah, open your doors of mercy when you're entering the masjid. And when leaving the masjid too, you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you make dua, Allahumma asimni min ash-shaytani ar-rajim. Oh Allah, save me from the accursed devil. Save me from the sworn enemy, the accursed devil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from shaitan. Ameen. And then you're also supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your adhkar al-sabahi wal-masa, in your morning and evening adhkar. You're supposed to send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The hadith has been recorded in the book of Imam al-Tabarani rahimahullah. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "The one who sends blessings and salutations upon me in the morning 10 times and in the evening 10 times." He will get my intercession on the day of Qiyamah. The intercession that I was talking about at the beginning, we will go prophet after prophet. If you want the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially for yourself, then you have to send blessings and salutations upon him morning 10 times, evening 10 times. May Allah help us to do so. Ameen. And then also on Friday. On Friday. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, hadith has been recorded by Imam al-Bayhaqi rahimahullah, to where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi is reported to have said along the lines of these words, send excessive blessings and salutations upon me on Friday, fi yawmil jum'ah, on Friday. For the one who sends blessings and salutations upon me on Friday, it is presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is presented to me. He went on to say, it is presented to me. So whenever you send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a Friday, it is presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is actually taken to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and it is presented to him. So and so has sent blessings and salutations upon you, O Messenger of Allah. Therefore, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, as you can see, the virtues are numerous. Subhanallah. The virtues are numerous, colossal blessings in this world as well as the next. Therefore, try to keep your tongue moist all the time in the remembrance of Allah, where you remember Allah and send blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You're not going to lose anything, subhanallah. You're going to achieve, you're going to reap so many rewards in this world as well as the next, subhanallah. Your worries, your concerns will be taken care of in this world. And in the next world too, you're going to see mountains, you're going to see trees, you're going to see orchards, subhanallah. All of these things prepared for you. When I said mountains, I meant mountains of good deeds. You're going to see your gardens of paradise, your palaces of paradise, by keeping your tongue moist in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal help us all to send excessive blessings and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He azza wa jal help us to rectify our ways. May He help us to purify our hearts. May He help us to think good of others. May He help us to rid ourselves of negative and toxic qualities like jealousy, hatred, envy and anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all united. May He help us to stay away from fighting over petty issues, from differing over petty issues. May He keep us united as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He help us achieve great heights and may He keep us steadfast on the right path as per the teachings of the Quran and the authentic sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen wa akhir da'wa ya anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.